I think there's room for one more. I'm getting to the bench here. Well, good morning. It's good to see you all this morning. It's good to be here. I have a couple verses to read, and then I have a story from a book that has 300 stories in it. I'm only going to read one of them. So I'd like to start out with reading Colossians 3, verses 8 and 9. It says, "But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds." So here it talks about things that Satan wants to put in our minds and in our mouth to be and say. These are all bad things. Anger and wrath are pretty similar to each other. And malice, blasphemy, filthy talking, and lying. So the story today will be about lying and the effects of it. Also, another verse in Proverbs chapter 26, verse 28. He talks about lying here. The verse says, "A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin." That means that when we say a lie, we are hurting the people that we're speaking to. We aren't caring about them or being kind to them. And also flattery, saying things that are supposed to make somebody feel good but aren't true. That's also hurtful to them. All right, I'd like to read a story from this book about a young boy who took care of sheep. It might be something you all have heard before. Probably. I'm sure some of you have. It's called a wolf, or some people might know as a boy who cried wolf. Harry was herding sheep near a large forest. Feeling rather ornery, he thought it would be fun to fool the people working close to where he had his flock. So he called out one day as loud as he could, "A wolf, a wolf." The people came running together with their clubs, eager to help him save his flock. But to their dismay, there was no wolf. He thought that was real funny after the people were gone. So he tried the same trick again the next day. The people again came running, eager to help him when he called a wolf, like he did the first time, but again there was no wolf. Dismayed and somewhat irritated, they returned to their work. But not long afterwards, there really came a wolf into his flock. And like before, he began to scream, a wolf, please help. But the people paid no attention to his calling, thinking it was one of his foolish pranks again. The wolf did tear to pieces several of the best sheep in the flock. This last sentence is just kind of explaining the moral of the story. It says, if we willingly delight in telling lies, people cannot believe us, even when we speak the truth. We can see how that worked out for him there. Here in the story, this lying and trickery was fun. And it was making a lot of action. And it was fun to see everybody come running. But it didn't end well here, and it never does end well to not speak the truth. Here it was wasting other people's time, and it was, I guess first and worst of all, it was hurting God, because God wants us to speak the truth. Lying comes from Satan wanting to put that into our mouth and into our minds to not tell the truth. And second, it hurts our own reputation when we don't speak the truth. People start after a while to not believe us. And we want to honor God, and we want to have a reputation of being trustworthy. And when we speak, we shouldn't have to say, "I promise," or have to have somebody else confirm it for us, for people to believe us. We want people to believe us the first time we speak. So that's all that I have to share. That's the story and the lesson. I hope that it can be an encouragement to you to think about that when you speak. There's, yeah, it's easy to speak foolishly sometimes, try to play a joke on others, and it can be okay to play a joke when it's not hurting people. But oftentimes when we speak foolishly and speak a lie, it does hurt others. So that's the lesson I have. You can go back to your seats. Thank you.